Hey everyone, I want you to check out our sponsor, BustedTees.com. They sell really cool clothing and apparel, all of it inspired by your favorite shows, anime, sci-fi, video games, movies. That's BustedTees.com. And then at checkout, you want to use my name, Jason, 25945. That's all one word, Jason 25945. That's going to get you a discount, and it's going to help this show. That site again, BustedTees.com, like t-shirts, and that code again, Jason 25945. BustedTees.com, designs that pop culture.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
Who has a mixtape?
We.
Who needs a mixtape?
You.
Who makes a mixtape?
We.
Who needs a mixtape? You do.
Don't you wanna listen to our mixtape? Raise the roof and move your feet. Come along and laugh with our mixtape.
Ha 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 ha.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Don't you wanna listen to our mixtape? Sing along and clap to the beat. Settle in and listen to our mixtape. Another music vanishes. Enjoy your buttock sandwiches.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another fun-filled and exciting edition of The Mixtape. I'm Jason Emmett.
I'm Casey Masterpiece.
I'm Twisted Kid Matt.
And I'm still alive.
Hey! You don't know how apropos that actually is, because when we had to re-edit the end of the last video, we said we murdered you.
Yeah.
He's like, it didn't work.
I'm still alive for other reasons,
It didn't work, he says. Yes, yeah. We're very glad that Stewie is doing well. I think we talked briefly about that he was going through some shit, but we didn't like fill anybody in on what it was or anything. Nope. So we're just glad that obviously he's still with us, because we failed.
Yeah.
We failed to take his ass out.
It's not for not trying.
Maybe next time.
So this week I put forth, what do you guys want to talk about? And you guys came up with a topic, which is, hey, it's going to be cool and fun to talk about. A little different, a little bit of a departure from stuff we typically talk about on this show. They wanted to talk about toys that have been banned. Banned toys. Toys that were once prevalent in the marketplace and now are no more. Or are, but in lamer fashion than the original. And
do those toys talk about MG? Is that why they're banned?
So anyway, you're banned. You are officially you're banned. Oh my god, dude, that was in the history of
awful
bad jokes. That might be one of the worst ones.
I like how we all just let it die.
We just sort of like, not me. I just looked at him like,
nothing.
What the fuck? Don't you disrespect me?
I'm gonna be like Matt on this one. You can edit that out.
I'm gonna be like Matt. So we're gonna be talking about banned toys, and we're gonna start with the big one, the one everybody knows about, the one everybody talks about. We're gonna start with lawn darts.
That's
okay. So I want to ask that question. I always called them lawn jarts growing up. What did you guys call them? Lawn darts or lawn jarts?
Jarts, J with a J.
Jarts.
I've always heard them as lawn darts.
So I think they're both. I think they were
just branded in two different ways.
I think so too.
Lawn javelins or something?
That's what they should. That would have been a way more fun game.
I mean, that's probably why they called them jarts.
I want to play lawn javelin. That would be a way more dangerous but way more fun game. You just have mini javelins.
I have a bunch of people lined up. Yeah. And like, and go.
So
throw it out.
So
a bunch of neighborhood kids are being impaled.
So let's talk about this. See, what they were is they're kind of weighted on one. They look like darts, and they're weighted on the front end, and the back end has a spot where you can hold it. And you kind of throw it up in the air, and you try to land it in a circle that you've put. However, it's
kind of like cornhole
before cornhole,
right? Or being big toss.
They're all kind of like that. I mean, you know, even horseshoes are kind of the same, very similar.
Yeah. Horseshoes.
So we're playing horseshoes. We're playing lawn darts. So you would toss it across the yard, try to stick it in the ring. I mean, I can see how they might be dangerous.
I knew Stu was going to start laughing.
I can see how they might be considered dangerous, but whatever. I never had any kind of issues with them. My grandparents had a set. We used to play with them all the time, and we just knew to kind of stay out of the way, I guess.
Yeah, that's the important key, is just the knowledge of staying away from the lawn darts when they land.
They had a thing on them. They weren't supposed to be for people under a certain age, but October 1970.
Who follows those rules,
though? The U.S. Right? Food and Drug Administration requested that RB Jarts Incorporated and add labels to it. So before before 1970, there was no label. So they said, you got to put one on it that says for adults only. And it stayed in production till 1988.
So is that kind of like the parental advisory sticker? Well,
yeah, I mean, basically they're saying,
I need to buy that because it's got a warning on it.
What ended up happening, a couple of kids actually did die because of these. And in 1987, a little girl actually got killed when I think her brother or something threw one and it like hit her from a distance. Now, I don't know. They weren't like exceptionally sharp or anything, but I mean, it's weighted. And if it comes down on your head,
that's kind of weird to speak ill of the dead.
They weren't really that sharp. But if it's weighted,
I think they were intelligent enough children, though. We should probably stop saying they're not sharp.
I was like, what are you talking about, Matt? I was like, nobody's insulted the kid. I was sitting over here trying to figure out what you were talking about for like 30 seconds. I'm like, he's like, man, I'm telling you, the boy is smelling toast today. The darts weren't very sharp on the tip. Not really that sharp. But if it's going up in the air and it's weighted, it's probably sharp enough to do some damage when it came down. So in 1988, they totally banned the original design. Do you guys know? I mean, they're still sort of available, but you guys know what they're like now. There's no tips on them.
I believe they have
all.
Like a ball or something on them.
They're weighted round ends, so they still do the same thing.
So it just give you a concussion now instead of
killing
you.
Yeah, but it's not. But
yes. Just a fucking beanbag.
I'm not dead, though.
Yet.
But it's not nearly as satisfying as watching that thing stick in the freaking ground. That's what was.
I don't know. It might be pretty satisfying throwing it at someone knocking them out.
Your sister's head. Listen, I never did that. You guys are way meaner to your sisters.
Yeah, I threw scissors at mine.
He did.
Yeah. Sorry, Casey.
Jeez.
Yeah. I almost paralyzed my sister one time.
Damn, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm starting to understand why they banned these. I never tried to kill my siblings, right? Did you?
No, for the record. They still have scissors today.
Did you?
Yeah, have scissors.
No, no. But look, Matt's talking about how satisfying it was, and Stewie's trying to kill us. Kevin, did you ever try to kill either of your siblings?
Well, there was this one time I tried to claw my brother in the face after he stole a toy of mine. And I was like Wolverine trying to do it too. So, yeah.
The toy that he stole is on this list.
Did you use
I just used fingernails and just do it.
He's looking for it.
Try to like do like a claw motion, you know.
Yeah. I never tried. Me and my sister would get in fights. Like, we'd get in some knockdown, you know, just psh, psh, like punching, and we didn't psh, psh, do that. We were a lot more brutal than that, but never tried to kill each other. It was never any homicide. Well, she probably threatened with homicide a few times, but it never transpired. So the next one on our list, I remember these vividly. You guys probably do, too. I remember the boy version. The first one, they're the exact same, but the girl version is the one everybody talks about. It's called Sky Dancers. These were from Galoob in 1994.
The boy version
were called Dragonflies, and they were same exact things. You put them on a base, right, and it had a ripcord, and you'd pull it, and they had like wings that would flip out, and they'd go spiraling up into the air, and they looked really cool and everything. The problem was...
You sharpen those wings.
They were very unpredictable.
Yeah.
So they would go taking off into the air, and nobody knew where they were coming back down. And there were actually multiple accounts of facial lacerations, scratched corneas, chipped teeth, and even, I don't know how, but temporary blindness, like where somebody got hit in the eye, I guess. So, you know, a fun day playing with Sky Dancers or Dragonflies might end you in the ER. So,
got a bunch of kids looking like fucking Nick Fury now. Just click. What happened to you?
Goddamn Sky Dancer took my fucking eye out.
It was their nom. Those guys, like, they're flying by their capes, right? It's like a cape that comes
out. The weird, the dragonfly ones have weird things around their freaking neck that launches them into, but they're the same toy, basically, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And
those seem like they are much more, like, unsteady.
Plastic, yeah, they're, you
know, yeah.
So
they wobble from the legs, and yeah, that's a lot more weight. Your face.
So these were made by Galoob. They ended up being recalled. They actually continued to make them, but they changed the wings to like a foam-like wing, so it wouldn't cost nearly as much.
Less.
Wait, the first thing you got to keep in mind, and we were all young boys, even if a toy wasn't meant to hurt, we would find ways to use it for precisely that.
Yeah.
You know? So if I imagine there were a lot of boys that aimed these at their buddies when they pulled the ripcord. Like, mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, you did.
Especially us Gen Xers. I mean, we definitely did that shit.
Well, yeah, and you weren't allowed to rub it.
I rub it.
How many times did you get slugged in the shoulder and someone went, be a man, don't rub it? Yeah. Like Charlie.
Walk it off.
Yeah. You know. So you weren't allowed to act like this shit hurt. So do you guys remember these things now? Stu, you said you didn't at first, but when you saw the...
I remember. I never actually had one.
Well, dude, it was 1994. It would have been weird if your 18-year-old ass was... I bought Sky Dancers today.
I just recently bought a skateboard from back when I was in
teenager. It's different, though.
That's way different.
Yeah.
Me and Stu,
I'm not riding the skateboard. House,
though. 19.
I was going to say, it's just hanging on the wall.
Right.
Me and Stu, 17, 18. I'm going over to his house. We're playing with Sky Dancers.
Actual footage exists somewhere.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, my
These
God.
These are toys, Bob. These are action figures.
They're action figures.
One of my favorite videos is of the girl getting one of these on Christmas. She opens it up, pulls it, and immediately like goes up and into the fireplace.
Yeah.
So good.
So I want to say there were over 170 reports of consumer product safety things like filed on these. And so, like I said, they did redesign it by a company called Play Along Toys, redesigned them in 2005. And like I said, re-released them. But yeah. They took them off the market, but they ran from 94 until 2000. So it was 6 years of these fucking things taking people out. I want to see like a
menace.
I want to see a movie where the villain's plot is to take somebody out with a Sky Dancer. And it
Small
will look
soldiers.
It
too.
Will look like an accident.
Revenge of the Sky
Dancer. I almost got taken out by a firework that was kind of like that at one time.
I could see. So I'm going to get back to that.
Okay.
I could see a horror movie where somebody attaches blades to the Sky Dancer, like razor blades.
Oh, yeah. A little exacto knives.
So
it's called Silent Night, Deadly Night 5. You watched it. Check out the video up there if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah. I was saying how boys would do dangerous stuff, and you said that. My cousins used to play tag with Roman candles. True story.
Same.
I think everybody did that.
We used to do a bottle rocket truck tag.
Yeah, stuff like that. What'd you say, Matt?
Said you weren't redneck enough.
Listen.
I was.
My family was. I could tell pretty.
You remember those fireworks that you'd light and then they'd shoot up in the air and like spin, whatever?
Yeah.
So I did that one time with like the twins and everything, and it shot up, but it went, instead of up, it went that way and chased after me. And like literally was underneath the car chasing me, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Stuart, it wasn't sentient.
Get
him.
It's like it knew where I was. I felt like it was. I almost died that day.
Stubot sentient fireworks. Like they're programmed to kill.
I think they were.
All right, let's get to our next toy. There was a toy.
Fireworks by Skynet.
There was a toy that came out in the 80s that was so extremely popular that everybody wanted one. I think a few of us on the show have said we had them, and they started to decline in sales. So they tried to figure out other ways to make this doll popular again. Do you know what the doll was? You had one. I had one.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Matt, did you have a Cabbage Patch Kid?
I had a homemade one.
You are way more redneck than I thought.
So
it was literally ahead of cabbage on.
Yeah, just like, go play with this.
Well, he is Duck Dynasty.
No, my mom actually used to work at a company that made
knockoffs or something.
I think knockoff Cabbage Patch Kids and Pound. I have a homemade Pound Puppy. I actually still have it. Homemade
They're called Pound Doggies. So. And
yeah. Hound dog,
lettuce
radish
patch,
head babies, yeah,
radish, rescue dogs,
radish head
Ain't
babies,
nothing like a pound dog,
radish head babies.
It's like, oh, you guys had a doll. I had to play with an actual radish. Vegetable.
Well, we should make that radish babies.
Radish babies. So the Cabbage Patch Kids came out in the 80s, but in 1996, Mattel released the Snack Time Cabbage Patch Kid. If you have a fear of dolls, you're not going to like this thing at all. So, like I said, Mattel at this point had passed the Cabbage Patch Kid torch, and they wanted to update the line. So they tried a swimming Cabbage Patch doll. If you guys remember, his little feet would kick. You probably saw commercials. There was one where I guess you could like cut its hair, whatever. But Mattel wanted a doll that could eat, chew, and swallow. So don't be gross, Stu. Not that kind of swallow. Trust me, you don't want to do that. The Cabbage Patch had a battery.
Put you on a list.
Oh, God, guys, help me control Stu, because this is going to get way worse. Uh-huh. It had a battery-powered mechanized jaw that would chew. It was creepy looking just to watch it. Yeah. Think like a lizard sucking down a frog or something. It was very bizarre. And it came with like fake food, like little fake French fries and shit, and you could feed it that. But the part was there was no way for you to stop the mechanism. So, you know, things like cords on hoodies or kids' hair, it didn't know what
Fingers.
It was biting and chewing on, so it didn't really matter. Here's
kind of curious what finger-shaped things.
What was the mechanism inside that was pulling it in?
I don't know, but what we do know is it was technically strong enough to do a little damage.
Gears.
Yeah, so... Now, in full disclosure, and this is true, Mattel, we're going to say this in full disclosure, they found no serious safety hazard that ever actually happened, and no one died. It never ate anyone. but Mattel did decide that in lieu of, I mean, I know some kids got their hair caught in it and stuff like this. Stu was asking if Stompers ever got... banned, and I'm like, no, because you weren't supposed to put stompers in your sister's hair. We just did it.
And I know a high school friend of ours.
Stompers were these little, they were awesome, these little trucks.
I'll put a picture up.
And they had big, they were little, like a matchbox size, but they had foam tires, and they could climb up shit. And you'd like, they were motorized, so they would like literally.
They kept going.
Yeah. And the problem is, if they got close to hair, that hair was going to get caught up in those wheels. And then you had a stomper glued to your head.
We had a high school friend, Jenny, that happened to.
I remember it happened to my sister. We did luckily get it out. Jenny. We didn't have to cut her hair. But a lot of times it would get so wound up. But, you know, that's because what would happen is kid would be playing with it, go right by them on top of their head.
Right, because that was a great idea.
So I think that it was kind of the same thing with the Cabbage Patch Kids. They would just, you know, probably put their head too close or something and be like, nyang, nyang, and just start eating fucking hair. And then the kids start screaming, thinking she's being attacked by her Cabbage Patch doll, which I imagine there's some trauma out there.
Or that was the maker. Comes out and just really makes it worse.
That or the developers for the Fleshlight found out and developed their own.
You have problems.
Bring up Fleshlights every episode.
It's every other. Yeah, the Dune bucket.
Dude, I saw that in, like, over at when we went to the theater.
Like
for
in
that.
Person live?
Yeah, when we just went to
the theater. So how many of those did you get, Stu?
Yeah, he's just like holding up money. He's like,
he's
how
like
much
my,
for the bucket?
He's like, I was going to buy it.
One for
and
each
I realized,
day of the week.
He's like, I was going to buy it and I realized it was way too big for my dick.
Yep.
it wouldn't get a fit. What's the point?
Yeah.
We need to go see that movie. Anyway, Mattel finally decided it'd be best to just offer a $40 refund and do a voluntary recall. That was in 1997. But these are still out there. You can still get them. They're still out there waiting and eating.
Watching you from the shelves.
They're like on eBay. They're one of those where they're kind of considered like collector's items at this point. They cost a lot more, especially if you can get them in box and people will sell them. So. Next, we have one of the most famous ladies in history who never really missed a trend. even a trend that might kill the children.
Martha Stewart?
Yes, the Martha Stewart doll. No.
There might be one of those somewhere.
Maybe I'll be
like a Barbie version of Martha Stewart.
Why isn't there? There totally should be. There needs to be a Dolly Parton as well.
With like a Ken.
It would be all boob and a stick.
Stick with boobs. I might be being a little dramatic with, you know, the fact that they killed all the kids, but nothing ever really happened with these, but they still existed, and they don't seem like the best idea, because in 1991, Mattel had to pull their rollerblading Barbie from the stores because parents started to freak out. Rightly so.
I don't know why.
I think they managed to stop this before something bad happened, because
the sparks.
We're talking about a doll with rollerblades that you roll across surfaces that kick sparks out of the freaking heels. They thought that would be a good idea. Do you remember how we used to have the spark guns? How many of us had spark guns as a kid? You'd pull it and it'd shoot little sparks out of the front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same premise, only those would go, you know, half an inch out of the fucking gun and we're pointing it at the air. These were rolling across surfaces, you know, tablecloths, beds. Carpet, beds.
And gas stations. Oil rigs.
What are you doing at a gas station?
Getting gas. Just have
those fuses that go to those Acme barrels of gunpowder like Wile E. Coyote has.
You know,
dynamite storage.
I started thinking about this, though.
Dynamite.
Going through this list and thinking about what made me think of spark guns. And when we were real little kids, toys were way more dangerous. Like, now you can get, like, plastic clackers, but they used to be, like, on a fucking string and...
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure if you went like this,
your friend's ankles. And,
yeah, I was gonna say you can take some motherfuckers down with those things.
Concussions were a thing.
What, like they didn't really have as many safety measures when we were kids. It was just like, hey, here's a cool toy. We're like, yay! Right. And I wanted one, and it didn't matter if it was gonna take somebody out or not. I still wanted the toy.
Well, Jay, there was there's a toy, or I guess a kit that I was about to mention that was invented in the 50s.
It's on here.
That involves. Oh, you got it. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, get ready to talk about that, because that's insanity right there. Yeah, like I said, lots of toys that kicked up sparks. I think there were like little Godzilla toys that might have kicked sparks.
Yep. Wasn't there Hot Wheels that did that?
They shot out of the mouth of Godzilla.
Yeah, and I think there was there were probably I don't know if it was Hot Wheels, but there were probably cars that kicked up sparks too.
I think they had the pull thing on them, and
we had
the rip cords, the gears going.
We had zero issue with toys that launched shit like missiles or Godzilla had a fist. The
Boba Fett.
So
the original Boba Fett action figure?
The one that you can't get, the one they changed the design on because it was considered a choking. They changed the J-hook mechanism on the back of his backpack, And if you can find one of those, they're like 10 grand, luck. Because they're only prototypes out there that exist, I think. Only a few ever made it to market. But it's weird. We didn't really have any problem with, like said, toys that might maim you. It was fine. So what you were just talking about, Kev, let's go into that. What were you about to refer to? Because I have a feeling it's the exact same thing that we have on this.
Well, after World War II and towards the early 1950s, the good folks at the toy companies of the era decided to come up with a scientific lab kit that involves radioactive material.
Yes.
Yep.
1950,
the Atomic Energy Lab,
to be exact. Mm-hmm. The Gilbert U-230 atomic. Yes.
Got isotopes and shit.
Hey, at what kids, point was this
one cancer?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, their follow-up kit was
skin. My first radiation.
Skin burn. And, right. Yeah. So. You guys haven't heard of him. His name was Alfred Carlton Gilbert. He was an athlete, a magician, a toy maker, a businessman, and an inventor. He was also the guy who gave the world the Erector set. So Erector sets came from the same guy.
Makes sense.
Yeah. He was trying to release kind of before STEM was a thing, STEM toys into the world. Like he really wanted to introduce kids to science. Yeah.
Yeah. His heart was in the right place.
Yeah. Like you said, this actually came out in 1950, Kev, right at 1950.
Oh, okay.
Looks really cool, to be fair.
It does.
there was, like you said, there was one small problem. There's a warning label on this thing. And yeah, so users, I'll read you what it says. Users should not take ore samples out of their jars, for they tend to flake and crumble, and you would run the risk of having radioactive ore spread out in your laboratory.
One question. Why would you make it so you could open the jar?
Where the hell are you getting radioactive ore?
And why are you selling it to children?
It's the 50s. They just dumped it in like back alleys and stuff, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this guy just really hated kids.
Yeah, it's crazy. Actual radioactive material was included. Why not just crack open a few thermometers, push around a little mercury wire? Which,
That's coming out next year.
Yeah.
So what the kit included, it had four small jars of actual uranium, so you could measure the sample's radioactivity, observe radioactive decay.
Actual?
Yes.
Yeah, actual uranium.
You could observe
now
radioactive decay.
Now you see why it's a problem.
Yeah.
You could go prospecting for radioactive ores. It also included a comic book called Learn How Dagwood Splits the Atom to help explain atomic energy. Wait. So, of course, it was safe for the whole family. Yes.
Like Dagwood
and Blondie. Yeah.
Blondie?
Yes.
Okay.
But it was called Learn How Dagwood Splits the Atom. Like, we're gonna.
I just thought he was a fan of sandwiches, but not uranium.
Yeah. But, I was like, wait a minute.
But sandwich? Understand something. Kevin brought up a good point. This is after World War II. We've already dropped two nuclear bombs.
You remember how we fucked the Japanese over decades?
We're going to teach you
how to do that to your children.
Oh, my God.
Baby's first atomic bomb. God.
I mean, that's to me just insanity. So at this point, they knew that it could be dangerous. I think it was one of those, well, how much? Just a little bit shouldn't hurt the kids.
Like, yeah.
Meanwhile, Timmy blows up his house and half the neighborhood because he figures out how to split an atom. Mom, look what I
picked. From Dagwood.
Well,
so this is why they were called boomers. Okay.
I've never seen. So I've never seen the comic book, but I bet you there's a sandwich in it somewhere. But it came with it.
I hope so.
But honestly, it's
glowing by the end of it.
If you see pictures of the kit, if you're watching the video or whatever, if not, just go out and Google it. It looks cool. Like I said, this is the same guy who designed the Erector set. And I think, like you guys said, he was just trying to do the right thing. He's just a little.
I think I'm going to order DoorDash right now.
Kids about science.
So. Why, you want to eat some uranium?
No, sandwich.
I want to see, like you guys said, Dagwood, and I want a sandwich, damn it. I know, I'm kind of, it made me hungry too. The next one on the list, I have this weird feeling. I'm gonna make a call here that Matt played with the next one on this list. Now, maybe not, but knowing some of the things I know about him over the years and the things he gets into.
Barbie?
I could see, yes, Barbie. I could see him playing with this next one. 2007, Aqua Dots. No, you didn't play. They just seem like something you would have been into. They were.
It does seem like something I would be into, but no. 2007, I was dating.
Man, when you
I didn't have time for
when you were playing with the little bead things. You were married, so I don't want to hear that shit.
True.
You have toys on the shelf behind you right now.
Yeah. Those, sir, are vinyl figures. And Legos. Okay. So
Legos. Yeah. Chill.
Okay. Listen, little figure of Guile from Street Fighter is posable action figure.
I got a 3D printed Darth Vader over here,
So Aqua Dots were basically children, little machine with these little beads in them that when you'd put like water in it, they'd get wet and they would connect to one another. And then when they dried, you could draw basically 3D stuff with it. And it was kind of cool, right?
Early 3D printing for children, yeah.
The problem was that the coating on top of the Aqua Dots had GHB in it. So it would release GHB. That would be the date rape drug, for those of you who don't know.
You're serious about this?
Yes.
I thought you were making a really fucked up joke.
Nope, this is true. And, kids are kids.
What the hell?
So it's not uncommon that a kid would eat or ingest one of these little dots for whatever reason. And basically, kids were getting taken to the emergency room, and their parents were trying to figure out why they were acting like lethargic and whatever. And I guess three children ended up going into a coma after swallowing some of these pieces.
Oh, geez.
At that point, the CPS... The
don't call that number on the screen right now, by the way, guys.
I don't think you can buy it.
It's probably not any good.
The CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, recalled like 4.2 million kits after this. And
oh, but they glowed in the dark, though. That's cool.
Like, you wonder what's going through their head. Like,
see the, you can see that glowing in the dark when you come out of your fucking GHB stupor. I didn't know it was. Oh my
God. So did the lab kit. I mean, you get to learn.
It glowed in the dark too. And sometimes you did afterwards.
Yeah.
But the thing is like, you know, they had to know. And so they're sitting there going, how much can we get away with? Like, how much GPH can we put on these damn things?
Why would they, like, it had to have been an active ingredient in what caused it to stick together, but
obviously, right?
I don't know. There's adhesives that exist.
You'd think there's got to be a better way. And they might have, I want to say, and I didn't look into this, but they might have released a different version afterwards, because I feel like Aqua Dots are still around, but I could be mistaken about that. But
there is something else that does exist where you spray water on it and they stick together.
And this is important too. This is not 1987 or even 97 before we knew what GHB did and what this is 2007. This isn't that long ago.
They're fully aware of what it does at that point in time.
But it's just
they put it on a toy for kids.
It's a long history of how much can we get away with. We're not done yet. We've got another one from 2007 we're going to talk about here in a minute. Very similar kind of stuff. What the fuck? But before we do that, I want to bring up one everybody knows. Actually, the next two on the list are from 2007, but everybody knows this next one. And what's really crazy is it was around probably the 50s, maybe even the 40s, but it went all the way till 2007 before complaints started getting lodged and they finally changed it. That's the Hasbro Easy Bake Oven. This thing, if you guys don't know.
The oven that never cooked anything?
Well, it did originally because it was a freaking light bulb that got so freaking hot. That like it would burn it could melt
house down.
It was known to melt plastic and everything else, and if you touch that bulb, it would burn the shit out of you.
Yeah, a bulb that was known to melt plastic that was inside of a plastic oven.
You're right.
Nothing unsafe about that.
So,
jeez,
what started happening is, I mean, I guess over the years they'd gotten complaints, and then in 2007, they got a couple of complaints, and they finally decided we've got to do something about this. A little girl actually ended up having to have a part, this is so sad to say, a part of her finger amputated after touching the damn thing and burning. It's still out there. It's just a new version with a different, it has a heating element instead of a light bulb in it now.
And now it's just fire.
Fire. That's the new Easy Bake Oven is a lighter.
It's just two sticks.
It's just a lighter. It says Easy Bake on it. It
comes with somebody who's just like Kevin said, just rubbing two sticks together until it just ignites.
The new Easy Bake Oven. You just go out and they hand you a Lunchable that says Easy Bake on it. Like, here you go. You've made lunch. You're good.
I wonder if you could take one of those Lunchables.
I wonder how many people.
Use a lighter and kind of.
Well, okay. I'm sorry. I want to hear what Matt had to say.
I wonder how many people put the little pizza Lunchables inside an Easy Bake Oven.
Did you guys listen, man? Ooh, if you guys idea. Didn't, cool.
I want to do that now.
If you didn't, cool. And if you did, you can make fun of me. I don't give a shit. Did you know you were supposed to heat those pizzas up?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Why would?
Does it say
what child has the ability to do that?
You don't have to,
right?
But on it. And the kids, my kids, because I get them for them all the time, and they're the ones who were like, "Hey, yeah, you're supposed to heat them up, but we never do." I'm like, you are? And then they told me you're supposed to put Pop-Tarts in them. Oh, dude, you just Pop-Tarts eat those right out of the foil.
Some butter and sugar on top of them. And yes, I know how fat that makes me sound. I don't care. It's delicious.
No, you got to say it like this. Take a Pop-Tart. Put some Pop-Tart butter. Wait, you add sugar to the Pop-Tart that already has sugar frosting on it?
Get the strawberry frosted Pop-Tarts.
And I'm the one
with some butter on it.
And yes, Stu's the one that was.
And I'm the one with diabetes.
Stu's the one with heart trouble and diabetes.
You slather it with maple syrup.
I don't know, man. Matt,
take some bacon fat.
Matt, you have checked, right? Because you pee a lot.
To the elf diet.
The elf diet. Oh, God.
Jesus.
Matt's like,
on the record, my father also has, you know,
Matt says, yeah, I take that thing with sugar
for eggs in the head.
Matt's like, I take my cake, like I take slices of cake and I put sugar on top of that too.
Like, I mean, I'm sure it tastes great, but
them and fry them.
You are redneck. I batter dip it and fry my cake like a real American
cuisine.
Ooh, I wonder if that tastes good.
Oh, I'm sure it tastes fantastic.
That actually probably sounds awesome. I'm making that up, by the way.
I know you are. Batter dipped with cake. He's like, I do it like a
real American. I'm curious too.
I eat my apple pie like a real American.
They batter dip cupcakes, I think.
Everything is good dipped and fried, man. I've had.
Yeah.
But you eat your. I eat my apple pie like a real American, batter dipped and fried.
On a stick.
Are
with
we the
powdered sugar on top?
While Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band plays in the background.
Do you guys? I don't know, but I'm taking a bet. Do you think America is the fattest country in the world?
Yes,
I bet it is.
I don't think it's the fattest, but I think not we're anymore. Up there.
Who Wait, would who?
I actually Kevin? Saw. I actually Ma- saw
the Italians. they eat a lot of pasta.
They do, and they eat a lot of it throughout the day. But I think it's like some European country that actually outweighs us.
Oh, fuck them. We can beat them.
Yeah. Challenge accepted, motherfucker.
Challenge
Let's go.
Accepted. Let's start. Well, Matt's already started it. Deep fried cake. Okay. We're going to get there with syrup on top and apparently sugar and butter as well. Mm-hmm. Oh God, I love it
the
so
Pop-Tart
much.
The Pop-Tart thing was very real. I actually have done that many times.
I mean, I want
to batter dipping cakes.
Listen,
though,
I'm not going to lie to
that
you.
That just sounds like something fun.
Yeah, you yeah. sounded like a fat
it
ass.
Sounds fucking,
it sounds
but,
like.
But how much of a fat ass do I sound like? Because I really want to try it.
It sounds like I should take a Pop-Tart and just dip it in the marshmallow fluff.
I would do that too.
Ooh.
Wait, which
Ooh.
Flavor Pop-Tart works
S'mores
the best?
S'mores Pop-Tarts with marshmallow fluff. Oh. Two Pop-Tarts, marshmallow fluff, or two of them. Heat it up over a campfire. Copyright. Jay, put the recipe.
Welcome
on
everyone or, to the health cast.
Or a spoon with peanut butter and dip it into chocolate chips.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's like Reese's peanut bit. Butter cups. You know.
Amateur.
I'm going to get us back on topic, I promise, but I have to ask one question first, Matt. What flavor Pop-Tart works the best?
Crack?
The what there's
I always did strawberry. That's the one that I always did.
Okay. I just needed to know. I mean, just because I was curious.
They don't
I,
make a black cherry version.
I just needed to know, man. Just because, just for you know, no reason. I was just curious.
You take two trays of pastry crack and then you put like a thin layer.
Hey, Melissa, pick up some Pop Tarts.
Pastry crack.
Pastry crack, Nutella, more pastry crack.
Mm-hmm. Pastry crack, pastry for those crack of you who don't know, is a thing that the folks on this show have just grown to love over the years. It's a people call them something like cream cheese bars, but that's a dumb name. They're pastry crack. And there is a recipe on our website.
When Horrorhound comes around, we need to remake that.
We could talk about that. There is a recipe on our website on the front page, if you know where to look, and it just says pastry crack, and you click on that, and it'll give you the recipe to how to make pastry crack. So. All right, so the next thing we're going to talk about, guys, once again, 2007, and you'd think they'd know better. We talked about GHB and the Aquadots in 2007. Well, another thing that came out in 2007 was the CSI fingerprint examination kit. Now, first of all, it's weird that they would market anything from a TV show that was not intended for children.
Why doesn't it come with sunglasses you can whip off while fucking the Who starts playing?
But it's weird, right? Because we're talking about a show that is not marketed towards children at all. It is not intended for children. We've talked in the past about this weird thing that happened in the 80s. It actually happened in the 90s, but the 90s took R-rated 80s movies and tried to turn them into kids shows. We've talked about The Toxic Crusader. We talked to Lloyd Kaufman about The Toxic Crusader being turned, and he's like, they called me and said, can I do it? And I'm like, sure. Yes, Rambo, Police Academy, RoboCop. So these were bloody.
The Rambo knife.
These were bloody. Everybody, I loved that knife. As
I had one of those.
These were bloody.
Never saw Rambo. Still haven't seen Rambo, actually.
Watch First Blood, but you don't need to watch any of the
first,
rest.
I need to watch all of the Rambo movies. I have not watched a single one.
First Blood is great, but the rest are.
Just need to watch Rambo.
The one called Rambo, it gets very confusing with the titling. It's not bad.
There's like
a lot of blood.
So the second one is called Rambo First Blood Part 2. Mm-hmm. The third one is called Rambo 3, which makes zero sense because the first one wasn't called Rambo. So why they called the third one? It's like the Fast and Furious movies. They just gave up at some point. They just started making
pretty much
titles.
Yeah.
It's like it in a lot of ways.
Friday the 13th, Jason takes Manhattan, but he didn't. He's on a boat the whole time.
He's in Manhattan for like 5 minutes.
Was he in the sewers?
Yeah, the toxic, you know, where they run all the toxic dump through whatever. It was really
bad. Every night at midnight. Yeah.
Toxic waste flows through the sewers in New York. We all know that. It's legit.
Yeah.
So the CSI finger, like I said, this is not. I watched CSI. I don't know why they were thinking this, but they did. So here's the thing, Kevin, because you were talking about the aqua dots and all that and how weird that was. And we were talking about the atomic lab kit having uranium. Mm. The CSI fingerprint examination kit. Well, it had 7% asbestos in the powder that you used.
Oh, my God. A little bit of asbestos never killed nobody.
This is 2007. Guys, at this point, they've already gone through old buildings and schools and taken the asbestos out. Like, this is not like something that we should have been shocked by.
Who the hell are these developers?
The same people who put lead paint and everything?
Here's the thing. It's 7%. This is actually believed to be enough to cause late in life lung cancer. This is not... If for a prolonged exposure, it can. So this isn't like it's not enough. They knew it was enough. So you kind of wonder, like, and this is 2007.
Yeah, it's 2007. Yeah. They should know better.
But what I'm saying is we don't know if kids who played with this kit, like, it could cause late in life. Some of these kids
it's still too early for them to know if they have or will get cancer.
The fortunate and unfortunate ending to this is the company itself went bankrupt and out of business. So even if that ends up being the case.
If one of these kids, like in their 90s, find out they get lung cancer,
haven't
smoked a day in their life, they can't sue anybody.
They can track it back and say, I remember when my mom bought me that CSI. And it comes, listen, the kit comes with crime scene tape. It is really disturbing that kids are supposed to play with this. You know, I mean, like, all right,
I just
Bobby.
Hope kids, like, decorated their bedroom door with the crime scene tape. And just,
okay,
like,
Matt, you lay down on the floor. I'll draw the chalk outline around you. Like, it's so weird.
Now, Dad. You carry this box while they try to interrogate you about a crime.
And
put a large one on his head and some crack it just kind of like...
Why is Mickey...
You're dead,
Minnie.
I tried
to do a kid's voice.
You tried to do a kid's voice.
But it just went all high octave and just like, hey, Stu!
He did Steamboat Willie's voice. Because that's in the public domain.
It wasn't Mickey Mouse. It was Steamboat. We're allowed to do that now. Yeah.
He doesn't have gloves on and he's in black and white.
So I really only have one more on my list. And then I want to open it up. Just to, maybe not even ones that were banned, but ones that you guys remember that were dangerous or that you think should have been banned. But the last toy that I know got recalled that I have on the list was 1998. And I actually had a clip, but for some reason it wouldn't play. So I'm sorry, guys. You can go look it up and listen to it if you want. But in the late 90s, this huge fad hit. And I had kids later, so I got lucky. I was old enough to just think it was fucking weird. And my kids didn't come along for a few more years, so I didn't have to put up with the Teletubbies a whole lot. But the Teletubbies were bizarre, okay? They were really weird toys. And it was a really weird show. I will say, unfortunately, my son did get into a show called Boobah, and like Teletubbies on acid. So it was really bizarre. But
so no better.
Well, it was in that the Boobahs didn't talk at all. The Teletubbies did. The Teletubbies made they kind of talked gibberish, and it didn't make sense. So a toy came out in the late 90s, dolls of all of them, but one of them was the Poe, what were their names? Like Tinky Winky and Poe and Lala, and there was another one.
Dipsy, Tinky Winky, Lala, and Poe.
Yeah, that was it. So apparently the Poe toy.
Why did I know that off the top of my head?
Because they were everywhere, man.
Because you liked them.
They were everywhere, and it was insane. Kids like latched on. They were these, if you don't know, they were these weird looking little creatures. Not little, actually. They were giant. They were like 7 foot tall.
These were the 90s Monchichis.
Yes, but they were creepy-looking faces, and they had TV screens on their bellies. aka Teletubby, and they would show shows on their belly, and the son had a baby's face. It was bizarre. Well, the Poe toy, the Poe doll that came out, that was the one that didn't have a lot of money. That was a bad joke. It wasn't as bad as Stu's. No, I didn't script that. So shut up, Matt. It was off the top of the dome. I didn't write it down.
I kind of want a po' boy sandwich now.
So when you damn Stu, everything in this show makes Stu want a sandwich. So when you press their stomachs, they would talk their gibberish. And apparently, when you press the po' stomach, well, I combined the word stomach and po', and I had the stow. I went to the stow to get a po' boy sandwich. When you pressed Poe's stomach, one of the things he would say sounded a lot like he was going, "Bite my butt, bite my butt." And parents didn't like their kids walking around saying, "Bite my butt," which I think is funny. And I would have laughed at my kid, but I guess a lot of parents didn't like it. And so they pulled these and I think just released different versions. So not nearly as bad or dangerous as some of the other stuff we talked about, but I thought this one was amusing. So honestly, out of all the things we talked about, a few of them really didn't cause any damage. Like the rollerblading Barbie never officially did anything, which is probably a good thing. Like it's really, it probably would have at some point.
Just, what was set them off to figure out that, oh, that's going to burn things?
I think parents just started questioning it. Like, this thing's
kicking. Sparks usually start fires.
Yeah, these are kicking sparks onto.
Coming out of our kids' toys.
I think it's a tablecloth
with my
or
young
carpet.
Child's hand.
But yet we give kids so sparklers to hold in their hands.
But sparklers aren't really made for children, though. That's the thing. This is directly marketed.
We give them to our children. Like, here, play with this.
But that's up to you. Like, this is marketed and directed towards kids for kids to buy.
Yeah.
If you're handing your kid technically something that's made for adults, then, you know.
Yeah, that's on you.
Also, in all hopes.
Same with drinking.
In all hopes.
Here's the whiskey, George.
In all hopes, you would monitor your child if you gave them a sparkler or two, and you might not be watching your kid if they're playing with their Barbies.
Also, Stu, to be fair, any child named George, you're just born with whiskey in your hand.
That was Kevin's dad's name.
I had no idea.
Of course, Kevin is the one.
My dad with a whiskey and a six-pack, and he was ready to go off to school.
In all fairness, Kevin is the guy who brought an ass pocket full of whiskey to the show.
Came around.
I'm just going to leave it. I'm not going to explain that to the people who don't know what I'm talking about. They're like, he brought a what to the show?
go back and listen.
So
very convenient.
Do you guys, is there any toys you guys remember thinking like, God, that just seems dangerous or like.
Well, I thought the stompers.
Yeah. Did bring up stompers the other day. And I mean, rocks. I did play with rocks.
Ooh, rock lords. Those things look like rocks and you can like throw it at kids.
You could throw anything at a kid. Yeah, Rock Lords. No, we should do an episode about dumb toys because that's a dumb toy. Rock Lords were transformers that transformed into rocks.
I will say.
Really dumb. What do you do with them once they're a rock?
Put it in your rock collection and go, guess what?
There's a reason that cartoon didn't hit off.
This one's quartz, but this one turns into a robot. Like,
I've got you. I've got you, bad rock guy. I'm going to get you. Like, what do you do then? There's nothing. Like, in the other one, they transformed into robots and tanks and planes. And, like, there was a building or two, which was weird.
Guns?
But yeah. Shrank?
I might be thinking of the GoBot that turns into a gun.
No, Megatron.
Oh, I had that. The one.
There were two.
Gun?
There was no GoBots that turned into guns.
Megatron was a gun.
There was.
And so was
Soundwave.
Shockwave.
Shockwave.
And he was cool, man. He was like a laser gun. He was purple, and you could
lit up.
Yeah, it was really cool. But
I know this is not a toy.
No, what go? Not we're never going to remember this. What GoBot was a gun? Yeah. I don't remember a GoBot.
I forgot the name of it. It was like GoBot, it was a GoBot. It was like a tall GoBot, but you could like transform it into a freaking rifle.
Oh shit!
GoBots were weird because they had names like Transformers. We had Optimus Prime, Megatron. GoBots, we had Psykill. And Leader One was the good guy. Like, what do we name the leader?
I actually found the exact GoBot that I had. It was Rogun.
Rogun. That's it. I don't remember that.
Cap pistol.
I actually had quite a few GoBots, but I don't remember Rogun at all.
Save this image so I can.
So episode. We did have those. Do you remember the cap balls? They were like little red balls with caps on them, and you could like smack them together, and they, you know.
Yep.
They had caps.
Or the ones that looked like a little missile.
Yes. Oh, the little like, they were, and those were hard metal, man. Those they were like they those were like hard metal with round, darts. And you would put caps in them, like he said, and like throw them when they hit, they would snap. Again, you're throwing chunks of metal across. Those were toys. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I know that the one I'm about to talk about is not a toy per se, but it was pretty dangerous. It was the pedals on bikes.
I mean, yes.
I mean, I got scars to prove it.
Yeah.
In all fairness, dude, though, you said
we
that.
We all have scars on our shins. Mm-hmm.
You saying that reminds me of Skip-Its.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
people, yeah. Those things could take a shin out, buddy.
Yeah.
We played with some dangers. I mean, you consider, is there a school anywhere now that has a freaking tetherball court out in it?
Or
because how many of us got hurt or maimed by a tetherball?
Was it merry-go-round or whatever those things are? The
merry-go-round.
Michael Hutchins yourself on the school court.
Spin wheel.
So most playgrounds have taken teeter totters out. It's hard to find a teeter totter and those merry-go-rounds.
Or anything metal.
Yeah.
Well, in all fairness, all the metal shit would get like 300 degrees.
love the slides.
You'd slide down the slide, need a skin graft.
Skin off of your ass.
You'd get to the top of the slide, get to the bottom, and be looking like Hellraiser.
It's like, we have such sights to show you.
And I don't care who you are. You can hear that sound now.
Going down the slide?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. When you said the slide, that's what popped into my head was the noise of you sliding down the slide.
Dude, side note. I saw a TikTok the other day where they were talking about those little carts you sat on in gym class.
Oh God, I love
those.
Had
the little the holes in them, and then like you know roll around and play kickball or whatever.
Yeah, we didn't have holes in ours, but yeah.
Weren't they like
so? Apparently, the ones that had holes, everybody treated them like handles. They were actually finger guards, so you're supposed to put your fingers through them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was in case you like went up against the wall, you wouldn't break your fingers.
You're just talking about the little squares that had wheels on them and we'd sit on them and play.
Oh,
like,
so you weren't supposed to put your hands on the outside?
No, I know lots of people that got their fingers rolled over in those.
Oh, dude, I did it.
Isn't it
the tip of my finger?
Isn't it bizarre? I want to ask you guys something, and because I think about this a lot now that I'm in my 40s versus how I was when I was in my teens or even earlier. We used to ride. Okay. For our younger audience, you know, everybody on this show except for Matt, I think, are Gen X, and you're late millennial. You're one of those millennials. We kind of
Zennials.
You're almost like a Gen Xer. You still experience the same stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying this to like, oh, we're Gen X, but you guys don't understand, man. We are the reason why they put rules on you guys, because we didn't have those rules. So no one, and I mean,
well, enough of these Gen X kids got hurt.
No millennials, one.
Guess what?
No one. If you did, we made fun of you. You didn't wear a helmet on your bike. In fact, we were watching the early X Gamers, like, we're watching Tony Hawk and them when they weren't wearing pads and hats. Hats. They wore hats. All right. But helmets.
Fun little example. Raise your hand on this show if you've had a head injury.
I've had three concussions.
I mean, I chipped my tooth like I've flipping over my bike.
Honestly, yeah. I've had
three concussions.
I don't think I ever have.
I've had three concussions.
I mean, kind of shocking, actually.
I mean,
with as much as you like dirt bikes and shit, I figure you'd be just all.
I know I've have had spills, but it was more appendages than brain.
And I've had three concussions. In all fairness, one was on the playground, and one was as a full grown adult. But we were playing, and you were there, Dick. We were playing hide and go seek.
Wow, not where I thought you were going to.
It was we were adults. We were at Stu's girlfriend's house, and all of us adults decided to turn off all the lights and play. Hey man, playing hide and go seek as adults is fun.
And we were in our 20s.
Yeah.
But it giant big old candle thing.
She had a so he hid behind the back headboard on her bed because it was on these giant like pedestals, and I saw him and I grabbed it by I. reached down and grabbed it by the leg, and when I pulled it out, there was a giant votive candle on top, and votive candle came down on my head. Yeah, it was lovely.
Candles in this show. Deep history.
But when we were as kids, we rode bikes and stuff. We didn't wear helmets, and I can tell you, I used to ride down the street, climb up on, stand on the seat, and let go of the handlebars for as long as I could, you know, yeah. And then we'd grab it again, and we would ramp over. When I say we took two regular bricks, you know, the red ones, and a board, yeah. And we would prop the board.
Cinder blocks, man.
We didn't have cinder. Again, we weren't that rich. We just had bricks. I don't even know where we got the bricks.
We found these in like a abandoned building.
Yeah, but I don't even know where the bricks came from.
But guys, sometimes we would have a kid lay under it.
Mm-hmm. Dude. Okay, I have to tell you, that's how I almost paralyzed my sister. That is legitimately how I almost paralyzed my sister. I tried to jump over on a scooter and landed on her back.
Matt.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Matt, does your sister speak to you today?
Yes, but she is legitimately not a joke. I will see if I can get her to come on here at some point in time. She is genuinely pissed.
Well, she did it
30 years later. She's younger. I told her to lay down.
How old was she?
Jump over her.
How old was she?
God, like maybe 6.
Damn, Matt.
Damn.
Yeah.
You sadistic mother effer. How old were you?
22.
I'm 3 years older than her. I'm the oldest of 5.
So, Matt's, yeah. Matt's getting his like 6 right now. Like, Billy. Lay down on this. Billy's 5,
lay
Matt.
Lay the baby down.
Lay the baby. I can clear the baby. The baby's little. You saw that. I almost cleared her. I can get the baby. But, like, we did dangerous shit, and I don't, like, there was no repercussion. And now.
Trampolines?
The things I think about now. Yes. Okay. So that's a prime example. When I was young, I would have gotten on a trampoline and not thought two shits of it. We, you know, double bouncing each other, whatever. Now I'm one of those parents like, trampolines are fucking dangerous.
Yeah, now they have nets around them.
Yeah.
But what happens, guys, is when you're young,
snowflakes.
You haven't learned yet. And when you get older, you're like, oh, no, yeah, I've known a lot of people that got fucked up. That's what happens. Yeah. Like,
that's why my back hurts now, is because as a child, I jumped on a trampoline way too often.
Fucking wisdom.
Yeah, we didn't have a safe space when we were your age.
You'll go through the springs on the side.
Oh, that's the worst part.
We built safe spaces, and they were called forts.
Well, then they're like, we're going to put, yeah, that we would prop up with, like, again, shit. The wind blew too hard. The funny thing is you know.
I used to play with a roll of baling wire one time when I was a kid.
Just give him some of that.
Like the fencing. Yeah, it was like there was enough of it that it actually like formed like a tunnel essentially. And then a bunch of like leaves and sticks landed on top of it. And I was like, I got a little fort now. I'm just playing around in that.
All right.
I remember when me and a bunch of kids like went to like an open sewer pretending that we were Ninja Turtles during
summer
camp.
Hell yeah, you did.
Which one were you?
I was Donatello.
Yes, you were.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yes, you were. We are the Ninja Turtles here, in case people don't
know.
It's pretty easy to tell which ones we are.
The middle-aged.
Leonardo.
Middle-aged Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Donatello.
Mm-hmm.
Michelangelo.
No, he's fucking Raphael, 100%.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah, you are a Michelangelo.
I'll take
Stu is Raphael.
I'll take
I got the attitude.
He's the attitude, man. And
I just figured he just really liked pizza.
And you know how you're always yelling cowabunga and pizza.
All the
time.
Turtles like pizza.
Matt, we got it constantly with his cowabungas. It's over the top. And
you'd be surprised how often we edit them out of the show.
You guys don't know. Dude, every episode of this, he comes rolling in on his skateboard before he sits down. Yeah. Like,
flinging nunchucks everywhere.
But seriously, I want to ask you guys.
I had nunchucks as a kid, actually.
I want to ask you guys a couple of.
I got them from a state fair. But
I had nunchucks as a kid. Again.
Yeah.
How many, in a car. How many of you guys, I want to ask you guys a couple of questions. Actually, that leads into this before we.
How many of us hit ourselves in the nuts with foam coated nunchucks?
Well, these weren't foam coated.
No, seriously. I want to ask you guys a couple questions before we end this. These aren't necessarily toys, but as kids, how many of you own Ninja Stars, real ones?
I did.
I didn't. I always wanted.
I actually owned
a bunch.
I made the paper one.
I wasn't
time,
as a kid or in my 20s.
I owned a bunch. I loved Ninja Stars as a kid. And how many of us played with toy guns that didn't have orange tips?
I think most of mine were.
God, when Intertech came out, all I wanted them so bad because The look, the feel, the sound, so real. That was their slogan. They looked like real damn guns, which ended up being a very bad thing.
Not to question my age, any, but I mean, we used to play laser tag.
As adults, yeah.
We played laser tag was awesome.
We bought our own gear and we used to play outside till like 3 o'clock in the morning. Again, as adults. Mm-hmm. So if you guys have... Oh, no, dude, it's so much fun. If you guys have seen Die Hard, the scene in Die Hard where he talks about accidentally shooting a kid because the kid pulled a toy gun and it looked real, that's a genuine thing that happened with an Intertech gun. Yeah. The kid actually had an Intertech gun and they were running around outside and the cop came around the corner and it looked like a real gun. So it was because of Intertech where they started painting the orange tips on the barrels of the guns and stuff. So, but I loved Intertech guns, man, and I loved them because they looked real. As a kid, I played with, I was into all the like Rambo movies and stuff. I wanted all that stuff. So as a kid, I played with toy swords, toy guns, like all the time. And I'm not out there murdering anybody today. I might want to sometimes, but I don't do it.
Actually, I think I own like a Rambo Uzi.
Yeah. It was Intertech. Intertech made the Rambo ones, and they had a bazooka. Do you remember it had the...
Wait a minute.
Ooh,
I'm reminded I of Airheads. Bazooka.
You remember what?
The movie Airheads. Didn't they like film with like hot sauce or something when they took over the radio station?
Yeah, they get caught because he shuts the gun in a door and the tip breaks off, right? And it starts like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were orange tip ones and they painted them.
Yeah, at that point, they because of Intertech and the kid dying, they started painting them like the black, the orange as a way to kind of help. But you don't really see toy guns much anymore or toy swords. It really doesn't happen as much, but we played with a lot of them. You can go to the dollar store and buy toy nunchucks right now. It's pretty. I mean,
it got so bad.
They don't give a fuck at the dollar store.
They don't give a fuck at the
store. It got so bad that they replaced the guns and E.T.
want your poor ass kids to die.
That's true.
What's the dollar store? We don't give a fuck here.
What Stu just said. So if anybody watches E.T. now, all the FBI guys were running around with walkie-talkies, but that was CGI'd in when we saw that movie. The FBI guys were chasing them kids with freaking guns, man.
Yeah,
which made way more sense, pistols. By the way.
Yeah, way more.
So the other question I wanted to ask you guys is how many of you have been shot with a freaking BB gun?
I shot someone with a BB gun.
I've been shot with a BB gun.
Not you. I didn't shoot you.
And
for those listening at home, I raised my hand when I should have used my words. This is an audio podcast too.
So 3 out of 4 of us have actually been shot with a BB gun, probably as kids or young adult or teenagers.
I didn't get shot. I was a shooter.
Now, in all fairness, mine was an accident. I got shot in the leg.
I might be thinking of a airsoft gun. Actually,
my cousin didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to either.
But I mean, I played with a lot of BB. I owned multiple BB guns growing up. Like it was just a thing. So it's bizarre to me.
A lot of hurt squirrels.
Did you shoot squirrels, you dick? I didn't shoot.
I didn't have squirrels. BB guns.
You're a fucking serial killer.
Oh, yeah. You're just saying that people were shooting squirrels. Okay. Yeah. He's like,
I accidentally shot Randy, but it was his gun.
Well, that's shoot
Randy. And it's because I shot it at the ground.
No,
listen, man, I'm not pissed if you shoot Randy. I'm only pissed if you shoot a squirrel. Randy might have deserved it. What did that squirrel do? In a totally not toy or child play thing related at all, but I'm kind of curious. Has anybody here besides me ever been shocked by an electric fence?
No.
Yeah.
Fucking hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Hurts.
I've been electrocuted.
I used to have an electric fence in my backyard. So.
That's why cows are like, fuck that thing, because it hurts. Yeah. I got shocked by...
Did you pee on it?
No, I did not pee on it. It hit.
I didn't either. But
we were crawling under it, and it hit my back. Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Stu, and I know we're vamping a lot, but you said that I was actually in a grocery store once. This was the late '80s. King Supers out in Colorado, and they had a arcade cabinet there, and it had a bolt sticking out of it a little bit.
Oh yeah, I remember.
And I freaking leaned over and touched the bolt, and it shocked me so hard it threw me to the floor.
Ooh.
Of course, I was a kid.
Not what I expected. I thought you were going to say you like, brush up against it and it like cut you or something. But
I know I didn't do any harm.
Yeah, shocking.
Oh, I will tell you what though. This one time, back in the late '80s, I was at a, I was at a grocery store called King Supers out in Colorado, and I had a bolt sticking out of the machine. And I touched it, and it shocked me so hard it threw me to the floor. It didn't do any real damage, though, but yeah. We
I see what you did there.
It took a minute. Yeah.
I thought it was for editing purposes. No. I was like,
That really did happen, though. But as a kid, you're not going to like go tell, like, you're going, you think it's your fault, so you just wipe it off and walk away. Like, I ain't telling mom.
What just happened?
Stu brings up a point, though, that I do want to say before we close this thing out, and I really didn't think about it. I've gotten a concussion as an adult. We were talking about, I got shot with a BB gun as an older teenager.
And he frequently has strokes on this show.
I fractured my back on a sled as a fucking adult. Apparently, I've done more damage to myself as a grown-up than I ever did. Like, I should be on an episode of Jackass for shit's sake.
Define grown-up.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about our action figures earlier, so I can't really too much. But are there any other toys or anything you guys can think of that you were like, oh, that's a bad idea?
Offhand, I can't. But
like where you saw it and you're like, that does not seem like a good idea. I know that they recalled, I think, do you guys remember Captain Power?
Oh, yeah.
So I know they recalled some of those toys because you would shoot like these lights at the TV screen to get it to interact, and the lights were doing, like, if you hit somebody in the eyes with them, they were, I think, doing some damage. But like, I can't think of any toys. I know there were a lot of toys growing up that I thought seemed dangerous to me, but they just became part of our life, so it was okay. So there you go. Yeah. There's some.
What about toys that shouldn't have injured you that actually did? Any of those?
I can't really. Like I said, the Skip It, you know, that was one of them. Stewie brought up this.
Stepping on a Lego block kind of stuff.
Stompers.
I read something the other day. It was like, for all of you who complain about stepping on Legos, when we were kids, we had balls and jacks. They're like, and if you've ever stepped on one of those. And the original jacks were metal, not plastic.
Both would hurt.
Not plastic, so. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's just some of the
throw down behind you.
Some of the toys that have been banned over the years and some of the dumb things we did as kids. I would love for you guys to kind of give us some feedback on toys you think, God, how did this ever make it to market? You know, because this was just endlessly dangerous. There's a lot of toys out there that were like, how did it make it to market? Because I can't believe somebody didn't see this thing look like a freaking penis or whatever. But
yeah, that's one's out now.
We're talking about stuff where like, oh, my God, this seems
Harry
like
Potter broomstick. The Nimbus 2.
Or the E.T. finger.
The E.T. finger.
Or the chocolate Santas.
But I want to know, like, if there was anything where you guys...
Yeah, there's the chocolate Santas if you that are in the foil. And then once you undo the foil, it looks like a freaking penis.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Santa Claus anymore. Okay. Because all the detailed drawing stuff is only on the foil. It's not on the actual chocolate piece.
It's pretty rough.
But, like, are there any...
My Google search history is fucked. Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you were saying.
Wow. It's like, I get it now. Well, yeah. it was really just...
Googled chocolate Santa penis and was like, yep.
Maybe don't Google chocolate Santa penis.
Don't
because
name from a sex tape.
I'm putting a photo right there.
Kevin said name of my sex tape, chocolate Santa
just
penis.
Just don't Google blue waffle.
It's even worse. There's one that because of the mold where it pulls the last bit of chocolate off, it actually leaves. Oh my God.
But guys, what I want to know is I don't want to know about your chocolate Santa penises. What I want to know is if there were any toys you had as a kid that hurt you, that like you did some damage
emotionally.
So aside from my bike,
not you directly. I was talking to the listeners at home. The best way to do that, of course, is you can follow us on our social medias. We are Tapeworms Fans of the Mixtape Podcast over on Facebook. We get a lot of interaction over there. There's a lot of discussion over there. Thank you, Mike, because I just posted the Van Halen pizza shop thing, if you saw that. And it's called Hot for Pizza.
Oh, dude, I want to go there.
And Mike posted on it. And what did he say? He said, he quoted lines from the actual song, only he exchanged it for, I wonder what the pepperoni is going to look like this year. And I was like, what did I say? I was like, I brought my slicer. Yo, man, does anybody have anything I can eat on?
And I put, I don't feel cheesy.
Oh, that was cheesy, but I love it. I love it. It's so good. So that's the kind of fun interaction you can find over on our Facebook page. So go over and join us there. We also post a lot of events, concerts, things like that that we see coming up in different areas. So it's a good place to get informed. One of the things we've been talking about a lot on there right now is the screening we're having with Troma and Uncle Lloyd over at Humble Monk Brewing on March the 22nd.
The Horror Hound Weekend.
If you go to humblemonkbrewing.com, you can get tickets and read more information about that. But we're going to be doing a film screening out there that night. And Lloyd's going to be out there, and he will be signing autographs and selling merch and all that fun stuff. So go over to humblemonkbrewing.com and get all the information with that. We'd love to see you out there. We are on Instagram. You can go over and follow Instagram. We are on TikTok, and we are on, I guess, X, whatever, Twitter. We're on Twitter. Those are all places you can follow us online. And if you just want to write us,
scrolling right there on screen if you're watching this on YouTube.
If you, and we are in YouTube. We are on YouTube now, and we have been releasing videos. And if you watch the first few, we knew
kind of rough.
We apologize. We knew that. We just decided, like, much like the show, we're going to launch, and then we'll work out all the kinks as we move along. And we've done that. We've been cleaning it up and figuring out what works better and how to fix things. So. You can follow us over on YouTube. We have been releasing videos there, some shorts, some longer, full length, whatever, if you want to listen.
Some capris.
We've released some capris and some, as my dad calls them, Loganhausers, which he meant Lederhosen. That's a whole story for another time.
Loganhausers.
My dad's an interesting character. I come in one day, he says, I'll tell you the quick version of the story. I was watching this TV show. It's got a Terry Bradshaw and William Shatner and George Foreman, and they run around and do all this crazy stuff together. He's like, anyway, Terry Bradshaw comes out and they made him wear them Loganhausers. I'm looking at him like, what? He goes, Loganhausers. I'm like, you know what Loganhausers are. You know them German shorts. I went, oh my God, Lederhosen. And they're not, I don't even know if they're German, but they're Lederhosen, not Loganhausers. My dad has his own language, and we've learned it.
We need to write that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some really
Terryisms.
We say, don't say it, Tay it. My dad's nickname is Tay, and so it's don't say it, Tay it. We keep telling him we're going to make him a T-shirt that says, don't say it, Tay it, and put like his words down at the bottom. So one Father's Day, I'm way tangenting. One Father's Day, we're like, I was taking him out for lunch, and I was like, where do you want to go eat? He goes, too bad it's Sunday. I'd love to go to that Chick-fil-A place I like so much. Oh, God. I said, what's Chick-fil-A? And he goes, you know, where they have the spicy chicken sandwiches. I was like, oh, God, Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A. So it's just my dad.
He just rearranges letters.
It's my dad. Anyway,
I guess I'd put add letters.
I don't know how I got there, but we got there. We were talking about
shorts.
Yes. We're on YouTube. You can go over there and check out our videos on YouTube. And like I said, TikTok, all that good stuff. If you just want to email us, we are themixtapeshow@gmail.com. And we have a phone number. We haven't really been talking about it. It is anybody,
513-437-2377.
Yep. There you go. So, and I'm sure Matt will put it on the screen if you're watching at home. So you can call and leave us a voicemail as well. But let us know some of the toys you played with that caused bodily harm, or if you tried to murder one of your siblings with toys, like Matt did, apparently with every toy he owned, and other family members as well.
We were just trying to recreate Highlander.
That could be on
the one.
The Highlander head chopping sword, now from Tony.
Oh my God,
Tommy. I meant Tommy.
Here we are.
This is a kid
born to be kings. All right, guys, I think that's all we got. We appreciate everybody checking us out. Please share, like, tell your friends about us, tell your enemies about us, just tell everybody about us. And I think that's it. All right, guys, well, to all you fine folks at home who we love and adore and cherish so much, remember, until next we have the opportunity to speak to you, to always stay awesome.
There are times that
we never,
that was the best.
Like your head is a big old bucket filled with fuzzy dreams, 'cause you wish you were a Muppet, but you can't play the music, and you can't light the lights, and it's all you can do just to make it through any more of these lonely nights. So you grab your plate of mixtape and you pop it in the slot, and you scream two words along with all the nerds, 'cause right now it's all you've got. Stay, stay awesome. Plant a tree inside your heart and let it blossom. Stay, stay awesome. Gotta live your life, don't stay curled up like a possum. And if you think you're going crazy, don't go,
don't go.
Just
stay.
Stay, stay awesome.
All right.
Plant a tree